It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine, and we're happy to welcome back Jimmy the Greek Yawn.
Well, good morning, Sam, and thank you very much. And as I mentioned out here, thanks for all your help. It's greatly appreciated during this medical situation I'm dealing with, and we'll try and plow forward. My guest today is a good captain, Lou Gamlin. I'd like to thank him as well for picking up the slack while I was convalescing. And we'll get Lou on our show today as well. Then a couple other thank yous after we bring Lou in and get to our sponsors. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products, local stores and establishments from Coca-Cola of Hancock. Luke Sharp, you're all your professional stylist. Brian's Barbershop, Razorback Drive, just off Sharon Avenue in Holton. Appointments highly recommended. Walk-ins welcome, 482-8820. Portage Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Avenue in Hancock, has a great selection of brand-name tires in stock. Call 482-1850 to keep you going smooth all summer. David Jukri, Century 21 North Country Agency in Holton, the official realtor in Peeking Inside the Grapevine. He represents buyers and sellers. Can be reached at 281-1846 for all your embroidery, silk screen, and necessities, team or company search, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between. See Joe or Stacy at Homestead Graphics and Barriga, 353-6741. Dave's BP Super Service in Hancock, Gary's only full-service gas station, open 7 days a week, toilet available 24-7, 365. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets, 482-3400. Emergency house calls and open Saturday till noon. Q&A overhead doors, your Clopay garage door distributor, Copper Country, Sharon Avenue, and Colton, 483-3791. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs. Call 370-4370. Saracen Family Dental, located 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry for your entire family. Dr. Tyler Saracen, 482-8601. Holton Building Slam, 26 Brickyard Lane in Holton, behind Cune Automotive, has been providing quality building materials to homeowners and contractors all over the Copper Country, from the foundation to the rooftop. Now your local True Value franchise, 482-0900. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, all kinds of pesky rodents, contact A-Plus Pest Management at 281-4975. They'll cure whatever's bugging you. Weekly house calls, monthly, yearly, or individual house call, they do it all. And Holly Nichols and our dear friend at Tender Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, featuring one of the biggest indoor water parks in the Midwest. Go on tenderlodge.com or call 920-405-8700 to book your stay. Ask for Holly Nichols for the larger get-togethers. They're running 20% off daily through July, a summer sale. Now open daily for summer / fall water park hours. The daily water park passes are available. Call and inquire. Trying to bring in the good captain, Mr. Lou Gamlin. First off, Lou, good morning. Secondly, I can't thank you enough for all the help gracious enough to host the show for a few weeks. From the bottom of my heart, I can't thank you enough, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me on today, Jimmy. The pleasure was mine. I really had a lot of fun doing it, and it sounds like you're on the mend. You'll be doing the old Toivola two-step here in no time.
Well, Lou, thanks for the thoughts. I'm doing a Barriga Street one step from a walker to the coach recliner. To be honest, Lou, it might be the three stepper. Then I've got the butt scoot down to an arc to get up to the bedroom. How's that sound, Lou?
We'll leave that one alone, but okay.
Yeah. Well, Lou, a couple other thank yous. Obviously, all my friends at Civic Media, Sam Sears, Darla, the whole staff. And I can't thank enough orthopedic sports medicine specialist in Green Bay, Dr. Hendrickson, my doctor, the whole staff there, Katie, the building supervisor I've got to know over this last month or so. When you walk in the building, Lou, I mean, I don't know if I can brag about this or not. This is my fifth or sixth surgery there. You walk in there on a first-name basis, but I'll tell you what. When you go there, Lou, you are not a patient. You're a person, a specialized surgery. It's just... And what Dr. Hendrickson did with this ankle, that was a total mess. And the entire staff, Mackenzie, Katie, the whole crew from receptionist, it was just, you never look forward to doing something like this. But if you do for these type of surgeries, I cannot recommend orthopedic sports medicine specialists from Green Bay enough. I mean, just a first-class organization, Lou. And you know you're in good hands when you go to facilities like this, as you well know as well.
Well, yeah, it just... It puts your mind at ease, and you know that you're going to get taken care of. excellently. And yeah, that's one less thing you got to worry about, that's for sure.
Well, Lou, as we say in the industry, in the sports industry, it's time to move on. A couple of topics when I've been out, obviously, I want to keep this a family show, which we do, but the gong show in the WNBA, I mean, you've seen some of my posts. We all have different thoughts. If I were Caitlin Clark, I would pack my bags and tell Engelbert where the sun doesn't shine, number one. I go to Europe or China and play, but this has been happening to Herford. And I'm not, Lou, I'll be the first to admit, I'm not a huge W fan. I'm a lesser fan of World Cup, but I'm reduced to watching. I still don't know what offsides is. But if I were...
I haven't figured it out either.
If I China, Europe, because this isn't going to stop. Every time this happens, we're going to fix it. We're then suspending this other player for one game. I mean, personally, me and you did that. We'd be in jail. And I'm not getting the races or nothing. If a white person didn't know that black person, it would be considered a racism attack. What are your thoughts on this, Lou? And I don't know if I'm that far on base when Michelle Tafoya tunes in, who's one of the most respected journalists in the world, a female journalist, you know you got a problem.
Well, you know, it's funny is that league has struggled to stay in existence, really, from the word go.
Right.
You know, and she's one of the catalysts. And I've never seen a league with so much jealousy over one person that has helped elevate that league to another level, from going from commercial flights to private jets, you know, just helping raise the awareness and ultimately getting these other ladies paid.
Right.
I mean, she could go overseas, Jimmy, you know this, and she could make five times what she's making playing ball in the United States. And that's the crazy thing about how it's been with women's sports, especially basketball. You know, since the beginning of time, they cherish it more over there. But I don't know what more she has to do. And I give her credit. I give her credit. You know, I think some of her antics aren't the greatest either, but for what she's done, she doesn't deserve what she's been through, what she's been put through. And, you know, and just so everybody knows, she wasn't on that poster for the all-league team for the 30-year poster, but she's got some licensing issues with that. Legalities is why she's not on it. I will say that. But I'm with you. Enough is enough. If I was her, I would pack up and go overseas, go play in Europe where, you know, she can make a lot more money and I have a lot less headaches.
And not to mention, Lou, she would be adored over there. She wouldn't have to worry about this. And the worst part, now this Lisa Thompson, we'll leave your sexual preferences alone. We know what this league is about, okay? We'll leave that one alone. But now she's trying to turn the narrative, saying how she feels bad because no one from the league came to her because some of the threats she's getting. She physically has flipped this narrative around. It almost seems like Engelbert has bought into it.
I don't get it. What it does, it lessens the credibility of that league, and that's what they've been craving for since David Stern put it together. And, you know, the NBA has funded it, and, you know, they allow it. And so it's like a taboo subject. And, again, I don't watch much of it. I hardly watch any of it. I don't watch a lot of basketball anymore, period. The NBA is just not my cup of tea anymore.
No.
So when you couple this on top of that, it's just another strike against a lot of people, not just the casual viewers like you and I.
Well, Lou, I agree with you. When I did watch it, which was probably less than you were at the same, it was if Caitlin was on. But to me, I compared it to All-Star Wrestling, which is fun. But the drama in the W has been ridiculous. Me, you, and Sean Belize have talked about this. Well, switching gears, Lou, Detroit's on a little bit of a roll. Yankees lost 7 straight. Scuba had a great outing the other night, although against almost a minor league team. They're still in shouting distance at a wild card. Well, 2 or 3 minutes, Lou, what are your thoughts on that club coming into the break and going forward?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think the next couple of weeks are going to be – we've been saying this for a month, but I really believe this next couple of weeks up till the All-Star break is going to tell a lot of – or answer a lot of questions whether Detroit becomes buyers or sellers. I think if they can get within 4 games of the wild card, after the All-Star break, which would be about July 17th when they get back in action. Then they might be status quo, but I got to tell you, Scooble's going to be, they're going to get a lot for him, you know, wherever they go. Take your pick. I know there's a lot of suitors for him. I just think they've dug themselves a hole. I hope they can make it back. The problem is, yeah, they're only six games out of a wild card, Jim, but they've got to jump over seven teams. And,
right.
You know, the way that this American League is historically bad this year, when you've only got six teams that are above 500 and two of them are only a game over 500, it's anybody's contest, but I just think that this next couple weeks, they got three against Texas, then they play their home against the Athletics, and then the Phillies, who are playing red hot. You know, if they can get to within eight games under 500, they'll probably be four games out, and that's scary when you're talking about a team going to the playoffs with a potential, and there's still 8 to 10 games under 500.
Well, especially when you look at the American League, it's up for grabs. I've said all year, all offseason, going into the season, it's all academic against the Dodgers and everyone else. The Dodgers have been probably 20%, and they're still in first place. Come money time, and I know marketing, what they're trying, and everything else, but let's face it, no one's going to touch the Dodgers if they got a full roster. I don't care what anyone tells me.
You know, and they've got one of the best pipelines in the minor leagues right now,
yes.
On top of it. You know, and their minor league team and the guys on the bench could probably start on 75% of the teams in the major leagues. And, you know, you talk about the Yankees. If and when they get healthy, you know, I heard Aaron Judge yesterday. I heard Steve Phillips say that they're not even going to look at him yet, giving him another medical look. So he might be out till September, you know, with that, with those ribs. You get them somewhat healthy, they're going to be right back. I mean, Detroit, hey, that's what happens. They caught them at the right time, you know, with their gut, you know, depleted a little bit. So the Yankees have lost seven straight, but if they get healthy, they're going to be right back there. I don't know. I look at this Tigers team. Their starting pitching, I think, is I would put it up against anybody else in the American League, but their bullpen is what their Achilles heel is. And plus, you know, when you're starting three batters every game that are batting under the Mendoza line, you know, it's tough to really get fired up for them, you know, to make a serious run come August and September.
Especially, Lou, like me and you talked last night, you want to minimize that bullpen to get six, maybe nine outs, not 12. Well, one of my stories, and I love the Brewers. I mean, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
They're right in the mix of the Scooble sweepstakes. They're a team that might be able to make a push. But even if you're Detroit, Lou, where do you get to the decision whether you're in the playoffs or not to move Scooble? Because 8 out of 10, he's going to walk anyway at the free agent market. Like the late Jim Crawford said, that you're not going to get nothing except a bag of hockey pucks or baseballs in between. Where do you make the move? You got to get rid of him anyway to get some return on investment or just bite the bullet and end up with nothing.
You know, and the thing is these teams are going to give up more than likely just prospects. And we all know how that goes. I mean, some are good, some are not. They're not going to give up an everyday player. I don't believe, you know, that's what I've been saying. You know, then you got to start looking at who's got the best prospects. And I know we just said the Dodgers do, but, you know, I like what the Brewers have going. You know, who would have thought their relievers leading the major leagues with 11 wins? You know, I mean, the way they set it up now, he pitches in the sixth and seventh innings. If Scooble had to leave, I'd love to see him go to the Brewers. I just don't know if they've got enough to satisfy what Detroit's going to want in return as far as their prospects.
And especially if you look at the team that's picking him up, going to the old CC Sabathia around a handful of years ago, you know you're more likely going to lose him. You're basically grabbing and making a run at a title. But again, I circle right back. Who's going to beat the Dodgers? No matter what.
That's a great question. They're so loaded. I've never seen anything like it. You know, if you can run into a hot pitching staff, you know, like what the Blue Jays caught fire last year. But I really don't see anybody beating them. It's sad to say, but I think they're well on their way to a three-peat. Shoot, they're up 12 or 13 games already right now.
Right. Well, Lou, before I get going, about a minute or so, the drama continues in Detroit. Another pickup, Arvidsson, another role player on a team full of role players. I've said it for 3-4 months. Sean Bolivian's with me on this one as well. I don't know how much longer you can accept Yzerman, number one. And number two, is there a chance Larkin's not even going to get moved? Because I think Yzerman overplayed the chip, thinking Larkin was Connor McDavid asking price-wise. Is he going to be stuck in Detroit, Lou, in about a minute or so? Do you see? And because everyone else has gone off the market. There's no big splash to be made right now. There isn't.
No, all that's left right now, I believe, and this would I would call in the shocking category if it happened, would be if they were somehow able to get Zach Werenski out of Columbus, but I understand now he wants to stay. You know, everybody's putting their chips in for a potential trade to Dallas. I don't know if that's going to be coming to fruition. I could see a scenario where he comes back. I really could. It sounds like they're bringing Kane back for one more year. I like the Arvidsson signing, but I agree. They're role players. I don't know what else is out there. And, no. Jimmy, you know that division is stacked. And, if you know, if they're in the Western Conference, I'd say, okay, they got a shot at making the playoffs. But the way they're right now in that division, they are stacked. And it's going to be a tough 2026-27 for the Red Wings.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's getting any better. They made a goaltending move as well. But, yeah, it is what it is. You don't have that one player that stands out, the guy that you know is going to get you X amount of goals, X amount of assists. And I'm just mind-boggled with how this is going. It's not changing. But what's the old saying, Lou? The more things change, the more they stay the same, I guess, huh?
Yeah, 100% correct, Jimmy. It's, you know, they played their hand. And now we're just going to have to wait and see. You know, they're going to have to rely on the youngsters, and there's a reason why a lot of them haven't been up from Grand Rapids. I mean, they've done well with the Griffins, but as we all know, once you get to the show, it's a whole different story. So stay tuned.
Well, back to that thing, even when you trade for prospects, remember the old Dickie Knows trade in baseball, Lou? We're going to trade you for a player to be named later. The player to be named later was him.
I know, isn't that funny? I remember that quite well back in the day. That is hilarious.
Well, Lou, before you go, I want to wish you a belated happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
What a setup, huh? Getting deferred payments like that? Holy cow. And wasn't this now, you speaking of the Red Wings, yesterday was the final payment out for Justin Abdelkader. So
that's right, yeah.
His holiday is over now. So they finally got rid of that contract.
Well, move him upstairs to Draper and Yzerman. They'll fit right in that organization.
Boy. I know. Isn't that something?
You might be there already. Well, Lou, before we let you go, give our listeners what you have, but your podcast info. And a lot of people reached out to me. They love your shows up here. But give our listeners your podcast info again before you let you go and enjoy the 4th with your lovely family.
All right, thank you, Jimmy. Yes, we're on the Captain Lou Extravaganza. I do 3 shows in the mornings, usually Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 o'clock on YouTube. Just look up Captain Lou Sports Network, and it's there. We have a lot of fun with that, and I'm going to take next week off. My lovely bride and I are going to go up, sit on Lake Michigan for a while. Then we'll be back in a week after that, and hopefully you'll be convalescing and getting a little better, Jimmy. We'll get you back on. We'll talk. We'll start talking some football, Packers and Lions. We'll have some fun with that.
Sounds good, Lou. Well, this coming Tuesday, I'm at the 50-yard line halfway through. I want to thank you again for all your help, and you and your family have a great 4th of July weekend. On behalf of all our sponsors as well, have a great 4th weekend as well. Thanks, Lou, and we'll get you back.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it. All right, brother. We'll talk soon.
You bet. And coming up in the program, the good Professor Bill Spruill will be back. Sean Bolivian from Woodward Sports, State Champs. I got Johnny Kane lined up from FanDuel Sports and Detroit Sports Network as well, is going to join us in the future. Again, thanks everyone for all the thoughts and concerns, including Kathy and everyone else with my in-town team, everyone at Civic Media, and all our sponsors as well. And everyone out there, have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. And a closing thanks to our studio host, Mr. Sam Sears. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning.